storms around, and by Monday, they'll be back in generous supply. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Prattville police are investigating a shooting at Newton Park Thursday morning. Police say two people went to the hospital with serious injuries. Police haven't said what led up to the shooting. Right now, no arrests have been made. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting near Alabama State University. Police say two people are dead and three others are injured. Police have not made any arrests. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information. And Montgomery's first charter school, Lead Academy, opened its doors for the first time last night. The school had a ribbon-cutting ceremony and open house for students and parents. Lead Academy is the fourth charter school in Alabama. Right now, 360 students are enrolled. Monday is their first day of school. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Like you do it right by buying in bulk to save time and save money too. Lowe's is here to help by having the right quantities of the supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are, and at the right prices, like 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90 pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more. Plus, save up to 12% when you buy three or more identical Signature Series A.O. Smith water heaters. Whatever you need to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A plane carrying Dale Earnhardt Jr., along with his wife and daughter, ran off the runway and caught fire at a small airport in East Tennessee.
President Trump insisting he had nothing to do with Israel's decision to bar two Democratic congresswomen from entering the country.
I don't encourage or discourage.
Cops in Connecticut ordered the New York Yankees general manager out of the car at gunpoint.
Back up towards the detective.
Jeffrey Epstein case, days after his death by apparent suicide, an autopsy revealing a specific bone in his neck was broken.
So nearly three dozen people in Illinois, Minnesota, and Wisconsin have been hospitalized recently after vaping.
Amazon beginning a new program to keep unsold merchandise out of the garbage. Fulfillment by Amazon Donations will donate products that its third-party sellers were unable or that were returned to sell to charity.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry? Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, "So why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest?" He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking. Or so she thought. He said, "Sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get." "Oh," she said, "but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee." Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism, but he threw another curve. "Sure," he said, "I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation." She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, "But that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button?" She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, "I would also like a yacht." Somewhat defeated, she answered, well, if you're not going to be serious about it. But I am, Brad said as earnestly as he could. I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa. Look, she said sternly, you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have. All right, Brad answered, I understand. Let everyone have a yacht. But how, she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. Don't bother me with that, he said. There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like. What, she asked. Two yachts. Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, it's people like you who keep socialism from working. And Brad agreed. Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance. By now she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, but there's still one problem. How many are there, like me? Well, not as many as you think, she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, there she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist. How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Star market is up 285 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark. 93 degrees outside, big guy.
Oh, yeah. Not bad, though.
You're loving that, huh?
Yeah, I was driving around this morning. Wasn't bad at all.
Tell you what, the Buckmaster folks are already in town.
Oh, yeah,
I
big
went,
deal.
After the show yesterday, I went down to Don Duck and All-American Tire to get... my pressure was off on my little signal thing came on. And they got it, and they... immediately took care of it. There wasn't a nail, wasn't any problem, but they road tested it and everything was fine. Had to just put a little air in there. But I drove back around downtown. This was yesterday afternoon. There were already people piling into the place. They were unloading stuff and people showing up. And so I tell you, it's going to be packed down there this weekend. I understand they're doing a thing with the Harriet 2 where if you show them your ticket, you go on the Harriet 2 cruises. They have them leaving constantly. I think that's smart on Jackie Bushman's part. Okay, 272-9228, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. Getting ready for the weekend. The corona is cold. The wine is cold. The shrimp are going to be picked up after the show today. Do that this afternoon. Do steak tomorrow. Do Vinegier of Sunday brunch. Excited. Very, very excited. It's going to be a good weekend here. Got some work I got to do around the house and some business work. But going to be having a good time. 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Well, it's $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's open up the show, the Friday edition with Joe. Joe, welcome aboard.
Hi, Dan.
How are you?
I'm good. What time does the Buckmasters Expo open this afternoon?
I do not know, but I tell you what we can do is we can look it up for you.
Okay.
Are you going to go down there? Are you a deer hunter?
Oh, indeed. I go every year. And, you know, I have really enjoyed it. So if you live locally, try to go.
It's a great event, I tell you. Jackie Bushman, who I've known since high school, he went to Lanier, I went to Jeff Davis, but I've known his family, he and his family for a long time. He does an outstanding job with that program. Jackie is, he's got a real feel for the hunters and what they want. What's the time?
Joe, it opens this afternoon at 3 p.m., goes till 9 p.m.
Thank you. How efficient. Thank you. Have a good day.
Joe, you have a great day and enjoy the Buckmasters.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Yeah, it's a, one of the first years that Jackie did that, I went down, and then about 7 years later, I went down.
Mm-hmm.
It is huge compared to what it was when it started out. But Jackie's a smart guy. He really knows how to present things, and the way they do the bows and the different for the kids units and things like that. Very kid friendly, very hunter friendly, obviously, and it's really a great time. I assume you can still get in. He was doing you bring a can of food and get in type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And very well presented. And I tell you what, Montgomery, it's a big weekend for Montgomery. So if you guys are headed down there and you see Jackie Bushman, tell him Dan Moore said hi. Yeah,
the guys I work with on the land show will be there as well. Southeastern Land Group guys will be there. So
they sell hunting land?
Oh, hunting land, farmland, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, wow.
Anything has to do with big plots of land. They got you.
They got you covered out there. Well, it's really a, Montgomery's very lucky to have Buckmasters and was very lucky to have Bassmasters here. Those were two. And Jackie modeled Buckmaster after Ray Scott's Bassmasters, which was a booming success. My family was luckily involved in the opening publications of that. My family's business composite did that. Okay, so let's start out here. Congresswoman Tlaib was basically, Israel denied that they were going to be able to come to, deny them access to Israel. Then she sent a letter to them saying, look, I'm not going to protest. I'm not going to do other stuff. I just want to see my grandmother. And so they granted her permission. And so we're going to pick it up from that part of the story. And let's do Tlaib accepted by Israel. This was on Fox.
Actually, within the last hour, Israel has approved Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib's request to visit the West Bank on humanitarian grounds so she could see her grandmother. The congressman saying in her request letter, quote, this could be my last opportunity to see her, her grandmother, who's in her 90s. I will respect any restrictions and I will not promote any boycotts against Israel during my visit. This comes just one day after Israel told Tlaib and Congresswoman Ilhan Omar they were not going to be allowed into the country. Here's the reaction is member of the Council on Foreign Relations, Dr. Quanta Ahmed. She made in this letter to the Interior Minister after they were denied access to the country. She said, look, my grandma's 90-something. I may never see her again. I promise not to do any of the boycott business. And obviously, the Interior Minister said, okay, you can come. We still don't know whether or not Ilhan Omar will be allowed.
So, I mean, this was not unexpected. Israel is a legitimate democracy, and democracies grapple with difficult decisions all the time. It was very likely that Israel was going to accept her visit into the West Bank on a personal visit on humanitarian grounds,
right.
And that is exactly what's happening. But their initial agenda, which was separate than the other 70-plus legislators that went to Israel
right.
last week, was clearly to promote BDS.
Explain what BDS is.
Ideology. BDS means boycott, divestment, sanctions. It masquerades as a boycott for the humanitarian rights or the elevation of rights of Palestinian people. But it actually is the delegitimization of the existence of Israel. It is looking for denormalization of international relations with Israel. And it is leading to and advocating for the demographic eradication of Israel. What does that mean to people at home? These are this is a global movement, 10 to 15 years in duration, that seeks to
right.
end Israel as we know it.
Okay, so she sends a letter, says, I'm not going to do any of the protesting, all that kind of stuff. My grandmother's 96 years old, probably the last time I'm going to see her.
Right.
Now, this doctor is going to kind of go on a little more with this before we kind of get into the news story, because she's going to kind of lay out some of their itinerary and some of the things that they had planned, which I think is interesting background on this issue.
And you feel that by endorsing BDS, this boycott, essentially That's a legal cause for denying them access.
There are laws in Israel that do state that. If they are permitted to do BDS, pro-BDS agitation as members of the American government, it's going to be a huge boost to the movement internationally.
Well, this ball got rolling, I believe it was yesterday, when the President of the United States sent out a tweet and said, if Israel lets in these congresswomen, it would show real weakness on their part. And then Netanyahu said, you know what? He's right. We're going to deny it.
So to be fair to the Israelis, this debate has been raging inside Israel for months about the pros and cons of allowing them in. Many of my close Israeli friends were very much in favor of both of these firebrands coming into the country to learn about Israel. As we saw their itinerary.
That would be helpful, wouldn't it?
That would be helpful if they were open-minded. But their own itinerary was funded by a very pro-BDS movement inside the territories, did not include any engagement with Israeli officials, did not seek to learn about, for instance, Yad Vashem, about the Holocaust. They were there for specific incendiary purposes. And remember, attacking Israel and saying it's not democratic for not allowing elected officials in is unfair. The United States has banned elected Israeli parliamentarians from coming here. Britain and the United States banned Narendra Modi when he was governor of Gujarat and put a 10-year diplomatic ban on him. So that does not preclude Israel's decision.
Okay, so she kind of laid out what the itinerary was and kind of what she felt that they were going after. But remember, she said, I won't protest, I won't do any of that, I just want to see my grandmother. So let me go to Sam right after this quick break. Got more, and then we'll get into the breaking news that happened about an hour after this, right after this quick break.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27292228 is where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to ask you, do you remember the story from a few years ago about the young American youth guy that went over to Israel, Palestine, to visit his family? And he was Palestinian, and he got caught throwing rocks at their Israeli soldiers. And they flogged him and held him there in Israel for couple of weeks, and they didn't kill him, but they gave him a good beating. And I was just saying, they're not going to tolerate that part of the world. They're not going to tolerate somebody going over there and getting out of hand. Especially a politician, a representative, somebody who represents the U.S. I'm just saying it going to visit your family, that's one thing, but you better play by their rules.
And she said she would. I mean, she said, I'm not going to protest. I just want to go and see my mother. But then her tone completely changes.
Sure.
And it's amazing the way the media is reporting this. Amazing.
Yes, sir. Like I said, if she's going to visit grandma, hey, that's great. But don't be on the Mount of Olives up there preaching, hate Jews. They said, they just looking for a reason to arrest her. But that was... I hope you have a great day, Dan.
Thanks, Sam, for the telephone call. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Let's see, 2729228. Let's continue on with the story. Now, this is a doctor who's a Middle East expert talking about that she had accepted this, and she's going to get to the conclusion here. And then we're going to get into the updated story that happened about an hour after this.
So Israel's going to let in Rashida Tlaib. What should they do about Ilhan Omar?
I would be in favor of banning her permanently, even though I recognize the political cost to Israel for doing that. Ilhan Omar not only tweets anti-Semitic material, not only is against anti-BDS legislation, she has fraternized and fundraised and keynoted for Islamic Relief USA, which is sanctioned by the UAE, by Egypt, by Tunisia, by Sweden for its links to jihadist terrorism. Do we want an elected American official going in any kind of official capacity with those associations? We wouldn't permit that here. Free speech aside.
Okay, so that was on Fox and Friends this morning. It was fairly early in the morning. It was, probably broke about 6-something our time. And then we get to America's Newsroom talking about Representative Rashida Tlaib here. And she's going to say, no, I'm not. I will not visit Israel. Listen in.
Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib saying she will not go to the West Bank after Israel lifted a ban on her entry. That reversal, based on a request from the congresswoman to visit her grandmother. Tlaib tweeting this just moments ago. Silencing me and treating me like a criminal is not what she wants for me. It would kill a piece of me. I've decided that visiting my grandmother under these oppressive conditions stands against everything I believe in fighting against racism, oppression, and injustice. Let's bring and Mark Thiessen. So now, after all of that, she's not going.
Yeah, no, this works out perfectly for Israel, because what Israel is basically saying is, look, if you want to have a humanitarian visa to come visit your grandmother, you are more than welcome to come to the state of Israel. But if you want a platform to advocate for the destruction of Israel and what she has called a one-state solution, you're not welcome here. I think that's a perfectly legitimate position to take. Look, I think all the outrage about this is just so overwrought. Why is it okay for them to boycott Israel, but it's not okay for Israel to boycott them? They are advocating the BDS movement, the boycott, sanction, and divest movement, advocates the economic destruction of Israel. Why is a country obligated to allow people in who advocate its destruction? On balance, I think they probably should have let them in. I think it was a mistake because look at all the publicity they're getting. This is what they wanted. They wanted the controversy. But I don't think there's anything wrong with the decision that Israel made to say, you're not welcome in our country if you want to destroy our country.
Okay, so she says, I'll play by the rules, and then it's like, this is just not who I am. Well, it was who she was when she wrote the letter to him. It's not who she is now after they accept it. And this is nothing but politics being played out here. Now, she's going to show her true hand in this part, the second part of this cut here.
The tweet I just read was her most recent tweet confirming she will not go now that Israel says for humanitarian reasons we'll let you visit your grandmother. She says she won't go. What she tweeted just before that, about 1 hour ago, was this. When I won, it gave the Palestinian people hope that someone will finally speak the truth about the inhumane conditions. I can't allow the state of Israel to take away that light by humiliating me and use my love for my city to bow down to their oppressive and racist policies. So where does that leave this?
It leaves it that we've got two anti-Semites in Congress who advocate the destruction of Israel. I mean, the critics of Israel's decision are basically saying it's wrong to say they're elected members of Congress and it's wrong to bar a member of Congress. The problem is not that Israel is barring members of Congress. The problem is that we have two members of Congress who are virulent anti-Semites. And the fact there's anti-Semitism on both the left and the right, and both sides are responsible for policing their own movements. Donald Trump needs to consistently reject the alt-right and the anti-Semites and the people who are marching on the streets of Charlottesville saying Jews will not replace us. But the problem is, anti-Semitism on the left is not skinheads on the streets of Charlottesville. It's members of Congress. It's people in the halls of power who have an influence. Omar is a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. She's actually involved in setting Israel policy. That's outrageous, and the Democrats can't bring themselves to condemn her for what she said about Israel.
News Channel 93.1, Dan Moore Show, will be back with another part of this right after this brief break.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Pam Puso. A visit to Israel won't be happening for Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib. The Michigan Democrat was first denied, then granted access to the country on humanitarian grounds.
Tlaib had to sign a letter to Israel's interior ministry saying she wouldn't promote a boycott of Israel during her visit. She signed that letter, but then faced major backlash online from Palestinians who said she was giving in to the demands of the Israeli government.
Fox's Trey Yingst, in a tweet, the Congresswoman said, "Visiting my grandmother under these oppressive conditions would break my grandmother's heart." At the site of a small plane crash in Tennessee, it smells like burnt fuel. The plane carrying a former NASCAR driver burst into flames after rolling off a runway.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., his wife Amy, their 15-month-old daughter, two pilots and a dog, all did walk out untouched.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our August heat wave continues, and today and tomorrow, I think we'll be in the upper 90s. The thing is, the humidity levels have dropped off just a little bit from what they were earlier this week. That's good news. Sunshine dominates both days. We should be dry. Lows at night will be in the low 70s. Then on Sunday, the higher humidity levels, the really oppressive stuff returns again. High temperature in the middle 90s, scattered random afternoon and evening storms around, and by Monday, they'll be back in generous supply. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah, the hypocrisy of it all. The Democrats are trying to seize on this moment. And, of course, who are they blaming? The one and only Donald J. Trump. Okay, so now this doctor is going to weigh in on what Omar says, but also what Rubio said here. Listen in.
Here she is responding to that in her own words, saying, quote, "Trump's Muslim ban is what Israel is implementing. Sadly, this is not a surprise given the public positions of Prime Minister Netanyahu." Now, there are members of the Republican Party who stood up against this ban and said that these congresswomen should be allowed entry, including Marco Rubio. He tweeted this out, quote, "I disagree 100% with the congresswoman and the author of the anti-BDS bill we passed in the Senate." And he referenced the fact that he is the author of the anti-BDS bill in the Senate. But denying them entry into Israel is a mistake. But denying being blocked is what they really hope for all along in order to bolster their attacks against the Jewish state. So he made the case that they should be allowed in, Mark.
Yes, I agree with Marco Rubio because he's making the point exactly that this is what they wanted. If you look at the TikTok of what happened, is they introduced a resolution supporting the BDS movement, the boycott of Israel, knowing that there was a law in Israel saying that they could be banned for that, and then announced that they were going to Israel. So I think they were taunting Israel into banning them because that's what they really want. They want the publicity. But look, it's ridiculous to say this is a Muslim ban. It's an anti-Semite ban. You're not being barred because you're a Muslim from coming. There are many Muslims who live in Israel. You're being banned because you're an anti-Semite. Mm. And I look at all these Democratic presidential candidates who are outraged, shocked that this is happening and criticizing Israel. Where were they when it came time when Omar made those anti-Semitic remarks saying that basically people who support Israel are bought and paid for? It's all about the Benjamins. And the Democrats in Congress couldn't bring themselves to pass a resolution condemning her.
I know.
Police your movement.
Okay, so Omar says, well, this is just the Trump doctrine, the anti-Muslim Trump doctrine. And so, again, what it's doing is, what has Trump done wrong today? They're trying to highlight something. Now I want you to listen to Margaret Brennan on CBS this morning. She is the face of the nation, kind of the political current events person. Margaret Brennan, there you go. Listen to how she is handling this. You can say they accepted it, but listen how she then changes over in this story.
Israel's government changed its mind overnight and will allow a visit from one of the two Democratic congresswomen it had barred from entering the country. Rashida Tlaib will get a humanitarian pass to visit relatives in the West Bank, but her colleague Ilhan Omar is still excluded. Israel's prime minister moved to keep them out yesterday after pressure from President Trump. Senior foreign affairs correspondent and Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan joins us. Margaret, a huge contingent from Congress just went to Israel for a visit. How did these two get excluded?
Well, this is part of the argument, really, politically, with the so-called squad. In this case, no American congressperson had ever been barred from Israel, but this was an extraordinary act. President Trump got them to block two of his political opponents, and it turned this feud into a diplomatic incident.
I think it would be a terrible thing, frankly, for Israel to let these two people who speak so badly about Israel come in.
President Trump said allowing the first two Muslim congresswomen into Israel would show great weakness, claiming they hate Israel and all Jewish people. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a friend of the president, swiftly banned them. Dan Shapiro was U.S. ambassador to Israel under President Obama. Could this backfire for Israel?
It's a very damaging thing, and I think it, unfortunately, is exactly what President Trump wants. He has said is the Democrats are an anti-Israel party and anti-Semitic parties. These are absurd slurs, but he's trying to get those ideas cemented into the public discourse.
Okay, remember, Israel said yes. That's not the story. The story is going back in time to what Trump did and Israel saying no. Israel said yes, but that's not what the story is. It's going back in time. These guys are unbelievable. So they have to go back to what Donald Trump did wrong. Mm-hmm. Not that Israel said yes. That's the story. It's not that Israel said yes and then she said, no, I'm not going to go now, after saying what she said in a letter to Israel. That's not the story. That should be the story, but that's not the story. The story is what Trump did. This just shows you what the media is trying to do here. This is in the second part of Margaret Brennan.
Democrats protested the decision, as did Republican Senators Marco Rubio and Susan Collins.
The decision of
even
what?
Even the powerful pro-Israel lobby AIPAC said the congresswomen should be allowed to visit.
They were. She was.
Has been both critical of AIPAC and was widely accused of anti-Semitism for saying the committee funded Republican support for Israel. Tlaib said blacklisting her was a sign of weakness and posted a picture of her Palestinian grandmother, who she would have been prevented from visiting. Omar said it undermined Democratic values and accused Mr. Trump of being an Islamophobe. The two have been vocal critics of both Mr. Trump and Netanyahu and support a boycott of Israel over its treatment of Palestinians. The lawmakers have faced past accusations of anti-Semitism, claims they denied in an interview with Gayle King in July.
Would you like people to... that you are not anti-Semitic?
Oh, certainly not, yes.
Would you like to make that clear?
Yes, I mean, and that... nothing I said, at least to me, was meant for that purpose.
At least to me.
Well, now Democratic leaders have united behind the two controversial freshman congresswomen who the president has tried to make the face of the Democratic Party. And being in lockstep with President Trump may also benefit Netanyahu. He's just 3 weeks out from a very tight election, Anthony.
Margaret, what was the purpose of their trip and what exactly did Israel fear about the visit?
Well, the two congresswomen say that they plan to go on a humanitarian visit of the West Bank to see the living conditions of Palestinians. They've been harshly critical of Israel's treatment of them. And looking at the itinerary, it was a group of visits with UN officials and others. And it was planned by a Palestinian peacemaker. But now that that trip is off, the itinerary is canceled, and Tlaib says she's just going to visit her 90-year-old grandmother.
No.
But she's not.
She's not, exactly. And that wasn't the story. This is Margaret Brennan, Face the Nation. That wasn't the story that she had asked for permission, they gave it to her, and then she said no. That and why around all that would be the most important factor of this whole story. They need to put a microphone in her face and say, okay, you said you wouldn't do all these things. Why are you changing your mind? And you said you would do all these things, and then you're saying, this just isn't me. Well, why was it you yesterday, but it's not you today? This is incredible. This is just shows you the bias in the media. Let's go to John. John, welcome aboard. Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition.
Hey, Dan, how you doing today?
I'm very good, John. And you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I just found, like, a few good new comedy channels I wanted to tell you about. It's like every time I turn it on, I get a good laugh. It's, I think, MSNBC and CNN and CBS. They are like...
These guys are deranged, aren't they? I mean, they're really amazing.
Channels on TV now, and I think a lot of people are like me when they turn it on now and they see these things and they hear it. I think a lot of them are just laughing at it now.
Well, I'll tell you what, in looking at their ratings, particularly MSNBC and CNN, they're falling out of bed.
They are, and I was actually on Twitter. I want to say last night or early this morning. It was real late, and I was reading a tweet about that with the Ilhan Omar and the other lady. And, you know, you would be surprised at how many people are actually standing behind Israel on that and the president, even, you know, regardless of whether, you know, they have the right to do that. This woman totally disrespected their people in their country, and she thinks they're going to let them come over there?
Well, they said she could come over there because she wanted to see her grandmother, and that's all she wanted to do, see her grandmother. Then the fact that she's not going tells me that that was not her real plan, and she didn't want to get in trouble, and so she said, well, I'm just not going to go.
Right. Well, you know, they'll never tell us the full truth of any of it anyway.
That's true.
But, I'm not real good at, like, I see it in my head a lot better than I can put it on words. But I do appreciate you giving me that little bit of time, Dan, and I love your show. Hey, Joey.
Thanks, hi. John. I appreciate you an awful lot. Let's see. Though, we got plenty of time here. Let's go to Billy. Billy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Doing good.
Man, I left Fort Benning, witnessed my son graduate infantry school.
He's starting at Fort Benning?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations, my friend. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Dan. I tell you, this, all you listeners out there, you can be rest assured that this country is in great, great shape because they are heroes guarding and protecting our rights as we speak. And I'm proud to say that my son is one of those people.
Well, thank you for his service.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Dan. Talking about the these Democrats that want to go and check out the quote-unquote living conditions that these people, the Palestinians, are going to be living in, why don't they just look at the living conditions of any of the other Democratic cities in this country, like Chicago or Memphis or just take your pick. Just go check out the living conditions of cities in this own country and see what they're what the people they're representing are living like. Let's just do that.
Well, and let me tell you what they're going to do is they're going to blame the Palestinian living conditions on Israel. Israel was giving them money. Yeah, here, I'll tell you, this is the biggie. They gave them concrete and cement to build buildings for better living in Palestine, in the area they call Palestine. And what did they do? They took that concrete and they built tunnels to go in to try to invade Israel with and go do terrorist attacks. I mean, see,
yeah.
And that's why this whole thing is so damn twisted.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It's ridiculous. I'm kind of piggybacking on your last caller. It's just every day it's just what other angle can we do to try to do something to deface this country or make our current president look bad and or try to turn things around. And, you know, really, I'd let them go. I'd let them go right on over there and just let them keep digging this hole that they're wanting to dig. And it's next week, then you're going to be talking about something else. Where does the story end?
No, it's an ongoing saga. No doubt about that.
Yes, it is. But you have a wonderful weekend.
Billy, you too. Congratulations on your son. I know that made Daddy proud.
Oh, it did. It did. I had a lot of proud parents and grandmothers. And you'd be rest assured that everybody out there listening, this country is in great shape. I can promise you that right now. I witnessed it. So, y'all have a good weekend.
Thanks, Billy. Appreciate you. Let's go to T. Can I do T. Spear? T. Spear, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition.
Oh, it is a great Friday. And I tell you what, I'm like you. I want to go back to Billy and his son. And I am so proud of both of them. We all need to remember that when we see a member of the military or even a member of any of our first responders out, to turn and thank them for their service to be in my country. Because if it weren't for them, this country would be in the pile of hurt that Palestine is in today, because they have done that to themselves. Nobody did this to Palestine but Palestine. And I have a question. Who picked all the red off of Tlaib's candy? Because somebody has made that woman perpetually pissed off. Oops, I did it again, didn't I?
I'm sorry. We didn't bump you on that one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But T-Spear, the thing is, the truth comes out. I'm shocked. Well, I guess I'm not too shocked. But that the media went back to what Trump did and not what happened today. And that is just amazing. In other words, Israel accepted and then she rejected. That was the story. Not that Donald Trump did a tweet 2 days ago. This was the story today. They had to go back there so they could kick Donald Trump, and what has Donald Trump done wrong again today?
Well, this is the way it's going to be. Every day, people need to wake up and realize anyone who votes Democrat right now, all of this is your fault. Because you people could have put a stop to this a long time ago, and you chose to allow your country to become destroyed by those people who want to govern by being a public voice. In other words, the media, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, back when Harry Reid was doing his dirty work. I can name a whole host of them. Cory Booker. You put those people in office and you put those people in power. And every problem that this country faces is laid 90% directly at your feet. So it's your fault. And you people need to stand up and do something about it. And instead of complaining about what this country won't do, you need to look and see what this country has done. You need to look and see what this country can do, but you won't let it happen because you will not support a president who supports this country instead of supporting a president who bends over and kisses another leader's behind. Anyway, I wasn't going to get wrapped up. Anyway. Who makes all of Tlaib's red off of her candy? Because somebody chapped this woman a long time ago. She's been chapped before she got elected. She's been chapped the entire time she's elected. And I can predict that she will be chapped a lot longer after she is finally booted out of office.
T-Spear, go to Nippers and go have some fried pickles on me.
I will do my best. You have a good weekend.
Thanks, T-Spear. I had a friend of mine who came from Auburn, brought me some of the... I love those things. Nippers is...
Oh, Niffers.
Fried pickles with a beer.
Yeah,
those things are
really
awesome.
Good.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. New Show 93.1, we got more right after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and we have some exciting news to share from Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, in Prattville and Montgomery. The 2019 Ram truck was named Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year with the most hauling and towing capability ever. The 2019 Ram truck is the perfect combination of grit and grace. It's loaded with best-in-class features and more space, more storage, and more technology than ever before. And hang on, the good news just keeps coming. The Jeep Wrangler has been named Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the Year. The legendary icon embraces its classic style and blazes its own path to modernization. The all-new 2019 Jeep Wrangler is packed with new features, including updated technology, design, and performance. Come and test drive the 2019 Ram truck, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, or the 2019 Jeep Wrangler, Motor Trend's SUV of the Year, and experience the Brubaker difference. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing.
It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
We need you home, we need you near. Come back while one, will you? How can we live without your love?
Okay, let's go to Newt Gingrich talking about this situation. He starts out with the funny thing. Remember, She had not rejected it at the time that Newt does his deal. But listen in.
Speaker, we have some breaking news this morning. About an hour and a half ago, it was announced by the foreign minister of Israel that they were going to allow Rashida Tlaib to get into Israel after she wrote a letter to the interior minister and they granted her access to the country on humanitarian grounds.
This is what she said in the letter. I would like to request admittance to Israel in order to visit my relatives and specifically my grandmother, who's in her 90s and lives in this certain area there in the West Bank. This could be my last opportunity to see her. I will respect any restrictions and will not promote boycotts against Israel during my visit. What's your response to that?
Look, I think she made the right humanitarian request.
Yeah.
I think the Israelis had the right instinct because she is in a unique position, having relatives there. And frankly, I think it'd be very heartless to say, you know, you can't visit your grandmother in her 90s.
Right.
So I think probably she did the right thing. She recognized that the Israelis had a legitimate grievance, and she agreed to abide by their ground rules. And the Israelis then said, look, as long as you're going to play fair, we don't want to keep you from your grandmother.
Right.
Strikes me that's a pretty win-win psychological position.
Okay, so what does the Israeli government do about Ilhan Omar, who was denied access after the president tweeted out, if Israel lets him in, it's going to show weakness, and then Netanyahu came out and said, okay, we're going to bar both of them. Now, Tlaib gets to go, but we don't know what's going to happen with Omar.
Well, I don't know that Omar, who I believe is Somalian, not Palestinian, has any family relatives living in the area. So they're very different circumstances. And frankly, I think it's a bit much to say to the Israelis, somebody gets to say hateful things, gets to follow a policy designed to destroy your country, gets to defame you, gets to lie about your history, but you owe them admission. I think that's baloney. So I think the Israeli decision not to let her in is perfectly reasonable. She does not have, unlike Tlaib, she does not have a humanitarian reason for the Israelis to allow her in.
Okay, so that was Newt on those two, and I think he is spot on, but he had not heard at that time that she had rejected it. I think he would have spoken loud and hard on that subject. Now he's going to be asked about the Trump rally, and Trump, if you guys, I hope you saw it last night, he had kind of a different twist on the economy.
Last night, there was the Trump rally, and the president said, why are you laughing?
because it's August. He could slow down a little bit and sort of rest and
he's
think.
He's on vacation.
And, you know, but no, he goes wandering off. His idea of a vacation is 12,000 people cheering for an hour and a half.
All right, well, if folks missed it,
what are you going to say?
Here's some sound bites from the rally last night.
Let me tell you, if for some reason I wouldn't have won the election, these markets would have crashed. The bottom line is, I know you like me, and this room is a love fest, I know that, but you have no choice but to vote for me because your 401ks, down the tubes, everything's going to be down the tubes. So whether you love me or hate me, you got to vote for me. You have the best unemployment. You have the most successful state in the history of your state and in the history of our country. And then you're going to vote for somebody else? Oh, great. Let's vote for Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren.
You know, Mr. Speaker, you're the perfect person to ask this question. You know, when you were running the House, you had a bunch of bipartisan initiatives with the Clinton presidency, and the economy did quite well that you could take credit for as Republicans, and the president would as well. That's not the case with President Trump. Tax reform was unilateral. There were no Democrats on board. He's smart, is he not, to focus on the economy, knowing the Democrats have nothing to say other than to talk down an obviously flourishing economy right now.
Sure. Look, I think part of why you saw the consumer purchases up is people have had a very substantial pay raise. Interestingly, from a standpoint of Democrats, the people who have had the biggest percentage pay raises right. have been in the bottom fourth of the country.
That's right.
And so people actually have more money. In addition, the president's very pro-oil and gas policy has lowered the cost. I once wrote a book called Gasoline at $2.50 a Gallon and had Obama attack me personally because it was impossible. Well, every time you bring down the price of gasoline and natural gas, it's the equivalent of a tax cut, and people have more cash to spend on other things. So I think right now we're in a win-win economy. Now, we're going to have bumps. Again, free enterprise, things happen, and people have to churn, and they have to invent. But over time, they're remarkable engines for creating prosperity, and this president is a businessman who understands the importance of the economy.
He does. It's and I remember that when he did the $2.50 a gallon. Matter of fact, I noticed that it was down to $2.17 a gallon for 87 octane. But Obama did attack him and said, "No, you're not going to be able to do that." Oh yeah, you can. Oh, you got. I mean, let the market forces loose, and as in the words of Joe Biden, unchain the market forces out there. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. Reminder, we're doing the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket giveaway today. Just call and talk to us. Don't just say, put my name in. Talk to us. It's going to be a great gift. You may win it. Not a lot of people in there today. Going to be back right after this.
Wild one, won't you please come home? You've been away too long, will ya?
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.